and welcome to the IT Decision Start the Week podcast for the week of 11th of April 2011. I'm Angela Camari, Publishing Director, IT Decisions. In this podcast, you'll hear a summary of the main news in the Brazilian IT world in the last 7 days and the news that matter to you in the week ahead. For the last week, first off, the segmentation of social networks in Brazil. A study by research firm Qualibest found that those from the so-called Class C, the emerging middle class in the country, prefers using Google's Orkut as opposed to Facebook. Orkut is the favorite social networking destination of 66% of Class C users, while Facebook is only favored by 11% of people from their income bracket. Also last week, the government announced an increase in taxation on bank loans in Brazilian companies abroad. This is to reduce the inflow of US dollars in Brazil and avoid an excessive appreciation of the real. Also last week, the Brazilian Financing Agency for Studies and Projects, FINEP, has set deadlines for the deployment of 1.5 billion reais in resources allocated to support innovation. The intention is to fund projects in areas considered priority until July. These areas include information and communication technology, energy, and sustainability. Another highlight last week was a number of interviews that we published with users of technology, including Telelistas.net, the directory publisher that has reinvented itself on the web, as well as Apontador, the most successful geolocation web services company in Brazil. Check itdex.com for all our multimedia collection of interviews. As for this week, President Dilma Rousseff reviewed Brazil's national broadband plan. Telecom operators will need to offer connections of 1 meg for 35 reais a month, as opposed to the current offering for that price, which is currently 600k, which is much less than places such as South Korea, where connections are normally between 1 and 2 meg. Also this week, the government is launching programs to bring qualified Brazilians back, especially in the areas of science and technology. With the crisis in Europe, the government is looking to seize the opportunity to bring talent back, and the initiatives should be up and running in the second half of 2011. Also this week, Brazilian President Dilma Rousseff is visiting China this week in a visit intended to discuss trade relations. Deals around science and technology cooperation are expected, and we spoke to several thought leaders in globalization and technology around the visit. Make sure to check itdex.com for a series of analyses on the visit, which will be published for the next few days starting today. And lastly, we will be bringing a series of end-user interviews to you with companies including Porto Seguro, Brazil's largest insurance firm, and a number of other top companies in the country. That's it for now. For more news and analysis and comment on Brazil IT, please see www.itdex.com or follow us on Twitter at itdex. Thanks for listening. Goodbye for now.